We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve Bankenstein, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 43 degrees. A riot in Portland, Oregon, as the protest turned violent.
A riot on the east side. Police say a group of about 250 people is starting fires, breaking windows, and throwing rocks at police. This is all happening near the Penumbra Kelly building in northeast Portland. The destruction and the violence started after a peaceful vigil for Dante Wright, a black man who was shot and killed by police in Minnesota. Our crews watched dumpsters being set on fire and fireworks going off. Police say that glass bottles and rocks were also being thrown toward police.
Fox's Bonnie Silkman reporting there.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed has been charged with driving while intoxicated after a crash that critically injured a young girl.
Jackson County prosecutors announced the charges Monday against Reed, the son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reed. Prosecutors allege Britt Reed was driving about 84 miles per hour and had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit about an hour and a half following the crash near Arrowhead Stadium on February 4th. Police say his truck slammed into two cars, stopped along an entrance ramp to I-435 near the Chiefs training facility. A 5-year-old girl who was in one of the cars suffered a traumatic brain injury. Reed surrendered to the Kansas City Police Monday and was released after posting a $100,000 bond. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two female police officers allege in a lawsuit that the Overland Park Police Department discriminated against them when it repeatedly passed over them for promotions in favor of younger, less experienced men.
The Kansas City Star reports that Captain Kathleen Morgan and Sergeant Tersa Otero filed the lawsuit alleging discrimination based on race, age, and gender. Morgan, 57, has served in the department for 25 years and Otero, 52, for 19 years. The lawsuit contends that Morgan has applied multiple times for the rank of police major but has not been offered the position despite meeting qualifications. She was told the police department wants someone who's going to be here for a while, which she contends constitute age discrimination. Otero, who is of Puerto Rican descent, alleged she has applied for promotion to captain multiple times, but the positions were filled with younger, less qualified white men.
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghouse reporting.
As the U.S. has been seeing a record number of unaccompanied children trying to cross the U.S. southern border, the Biden administration says Mexico and other countries are working to tighten security.
The White House says agreements have been struck with some Central American countries to temporarily get more security forces to their borders in the hopes of cutting the number of migrants trying to get to the U.S. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
Mexico made the decision to maintain 10,000 troops at its southern border, resulting in twice as many daily migrant interdictions.
She says Guatemala sent 1,500 police and military personnel to its border, and
Honduras surged 7,000 police and military to disperse a large contingent of migrants.
The U.S. Border Patrol had encounters with just under 170,000 migrants on the southern border this past March. That's the most since 2001. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A U.S. Capitol police officer killed in the line of duty earlier this month will lie in honor in the building he defended.
President Biden and congressional leaders will attend a service for U.S. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans later today. Evans will become the second Capitol Police Officer this year and just the fourth ever to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. He was killed on April 2nd after a driver rammed his vehicle into a barricade and checkpoint. That driver was shot and killed by police after emerging from the car with a knife. Evans was an 18-year veteran of the police department and is being remembered as a devoted father to his two children. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a couple of low-pressure systems to the northwest and to the north of us, and that is continuing to send some cooler air our way that's going to stay around for a while. We will be clouding up, temperatures in the mid-50s around noontime, 61 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 40, 59 on Wednesday with rain arriving on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A partly cloudy 43 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 735 now, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday. Time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Did you make it down to the ball game Saturday?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Ted, you did a nice job announcing that day.
Well, they wouldn't even let me near the press box.
Oh,
I thought that was you.
That was not me. I was out in the stands with you.
I'm sorry. Well, it was good. How about that Paxton Wallace kid hitting a home run?
Home run in the first inning. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, that kid from Caney throws a freshman, whatever his name, Kaminsky, throws a nine-inning. They've got a nice team. And the girls' softball's good. It's fun times.
Fun times. Trying to get back to normal. Just one more step there, big step on Saturday. Do you think there's going to be any surge from that, or any people going to the doctor because of that gathering?
Well, I sure hope not. But, you know, our hospital call Monday, the report, the numbers are still low in the but the age is a little bit migrating towards younger patients, so which, you know, they're the ones not thinking they need to take the vaccine, and so been creeping a little bit into the younger age of the dynamics or the statistics we're saying.
Of course, anybody over the age of 16 can go and get one. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. Okay. We encourage. Or call your doctor. Yeah. Ask their doctors what they think.
And just to be clear with everybody, because, you know, it seems like this landscape has changed abruptly time and time again. At this point, what are the murals mandates or whatever here in Sedgwick County? Are there any at all? Any restrictions?
No, there's none at all. It's strongly encouraged to follow some of the principles, masking, distancing, but it's up to the businesses and the individuals. If the businesses want to do it for their employees and customers or anybody can still mask and just be careful, I'd say, until we get this vaccination up closer to 50%, if we can get there.
Looks like we're running about a third, maybe 30%, a little more, maybe more than that. But I would like to get it up there at least to 50 and maybe more than that, wouldn't you?
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Sure would. So,
all right,
working on it.
You've got your shots, right?
Yeah, I got my second one just yesterday, as a matter of fact. So,
all right,
we'll see. I did the Moderna. I hear there's reactions, so we'll see how today goes.
All right. So far,
you sound good.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you guys talking about prom. I was wondering, Steve, if you had the swoop bangs in your picture back in prom.
The what?
That swoop bang look, you know, the
swoop
70s bang.
Bangs.
This across your forehead,
partner. This was in the '60s.
Okay.
I don't know
did have this look.
I don't know what a swoop bang from a dragging Douglas. Okay. I don't know anything about that. So
I think he was kind of like Link from the Mod Squad. I think he was rocking that hairdo.
Okay, I think so too.
As I recall, I had a pretty a cheap toupee, which my date was pretty excited about that.
Hey, another note today. There's a first responders training exercise up at 2600 North New York. They're going to simulate a controlled hazardous material release. And so that's going to go on all morning long. There'll be all kinds of coordination of all the police and the fires and everybody in the ambulance. So there'll be a lot of activity up there. So the public doesn't need to think that it's just an exercise. It's going to go on for 4 or 5 hours.
It's not Armageddon, though. It's just not the end of the world. So what don't do we got? We have a meeting tomorrow, a Sedgwick County Commission board meeting. Anything exciting on the agenda for tomorrow?
No, not really. We will be just updating our vaccine world, and which is really going positive as far as the library has just been proved to be a great success, and a couple other things with some zoning stuff. So kind of routine, finally. I'm looking forward to a routine one.
Where are we at the jail night now? I'm sure we're over capacity, and we've got a lot of. I suppose the COVID's under control over there right now, but what was it? I think the sheriff told me a while back that there was like over 100 people over there, just on charges, homicide charges, waiting to go to trial. We got to get the trial. We got to get the courts moving again, don't we?
Oh yeah, and the people that are in jail are not just little probation violations or not paying their fines. They're serious bad people in there. And Sheriff Easter had some problems with transition. You know, that's not an easy job. It's people used it as a stepping stone to work in a jail, then they get some corrections background and they go be a police officer somewhere. And, being a policeman today or police officers is not, doesn't have the appeal based on what happened in COVID and some of the other stuff around the country. So it's, he's struggling with finding some good people to work at the jail. So we raised the minimum pay to be more in line with the, raised it about $3 an hour to be more in line with everything right around here, other counties and other police jobs, things like that.
Did that last week.
Right.
At the end of the day, though, tough time. Whenever our stories, a couple of our big stories this morning are about violence involving police officers. And, it's one of those professions that some people are not going to want to get into here for at least a while.
Yeah, he usually has some vacancies, kind of transition vacancies. But they've really jumped up in the last 5-6 months, so it just kept trending the wrong way. So hopefully this will help. That's what he thinks it'll help, and so I have a lot of trust in Sheriff Easter. He's a good person.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us again today, and I'm going to ask you any questions about your day, your night at the prom, because I bet you probably skipped the prom and went to the after party, right? No,
I can't remember.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Pete. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzer with Steve and Ted every Tuesday morning here on KNSS. 7:42 now. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Let's take in a movie.
Okay.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.